more on individual trade deals.
We're going to stop the ridiculous trade deals that are taking everybody out of our country and taking companies out of our country. And it's going to be reversed. I think you're going to have a lot of companies come back to our country.
Democrats pounding on Representative Tom Price, President Trump's pick for HHS. Price testified earlier before Congress.
The commitment extends to what I call the six principles of health care: affordability, accessibility, quality, responsiveness, innovation, and choices.
USA Radio News.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
The rain, the wind, it was horrible. Till about 12 o'clock, they finally stopped pounding on the windows.
Residents of New York and New Jersey very happy the nor'easter has finally started to move out of their area. Winds up to 60 miles an hour caused significant property damage, and now people are watching for flooding. This man talked about the damage on his home.
The furniture all blew off the decks and made a lot of noise. Still broke the bungee cord and went over. So I picked it up this morning, yeah.
The wind was pounding. The wind was howling. My house was shaking. My shed was actually lifting and moved.
The man accused of planting an explosive device near a police car in Boston being held on $750,000 bail. Asim Kaita is now charged with five counts, including assault with intent to murder and arson. An officer was able to move the cruiser before the explosion went off, but three cops were hurt by flying debris. They've since been released from the hospital for their minor injuries. Get more news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is in Mississippi looking at damage from an EF3 tornado. Randy Bell has more.
Those teams will be following up on surveys already conducted by local officials.
They are not going to go out and look at all 1,000-plus homes that were damaged. They will do a sampling to make sure that what we're doing has been in accordance with FEMA standards.
And Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson says they're hoping it results in a presidential disaster declaration. MEMA says more than 400 homes were heavily damaged or destroyed just in Forest County. Governor Bride says he's talked to the new head of the Department of Homeland Security about the need for federal assistance.
They understand the conditions that exist here in Mississippi.
And if all goes as planned, tornado victims may be able to begin applying for disaster assistance by the end of this week. Randy Bell in Jackson.
One Republican leader wants Madonna arrested for her comments about blowing up the White House. Here's Chris Barnes.
The former Republican Speaker of the U.S. House calling for Madonna to be arrested for comments she made at the Women's March on Washington over the weekend. Speaking on Fox News, Gingrich said he believes Madonna when she says she dreamed about blowing up the White House, and he called the pop star a member of an emerging left-wing fascism, saying the truth is she ought to be arrested. I'm Chris Barnes.
Doctors say former First Lady Barbara Bush is back to her normal self, while her husband, the 41st president, continues to recover from pneumonia in the hospital. They say the president could be home this weekend. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters at our weekly real estate show called Real Estate Matters, and we're going to get started in a few minutes, but first I'm going to play a few of our sponsors' commercials, and I'll be right back.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal